Bezras Hashem, we pick up on Tes Amid Aleph, 20 lines from the bottom. Umikdash Dedoicha Yom HaKippurim Inalan. And how do we know that when it comes to celebrating the Chanukas HaMikdash, that it would be Doche Yom HaKippurim? Ilema, if you're going to say Midichsiv Arba'asa Yom, that the celebration took place for 14 days and it's Mashma consecutive days, because it says 14 days. Vidilma Yom Maru'uyin. Maybe it just means those days that are Ra'uy, but not on Yom HaKippurim. So it says the Gemara, Gomar Yom Yom Mehasam. We learn out a Gzeira Shava of Yom that's written by the Mishkan, that we mentioned earlier from the Chanukas HaMishkan, and we equate it to the Yom that's written by the Migdash. In other words, the Yom that's written by the Parshas HaNasim to the Yom that is written in Sefer Malachim. Period. Now we go back and analyze the Baskel that was described earlier in our Amud, that told Shlomo and the Zakenim that they had done the right thing by being Doche Yom HaKippurim. Yotza Baskel V'Armelam Kulchan Mezumanim L'Chayolam Abba. And it said that you're all invited to Chayolam Abba. In other words, that you've achieved appropriate kapara, despite the fact that you didn't honor Yom HaKippurim and, if you were, celebrate Yom HaKippurim in the normal way. Says the Gemara, Minon Da'achaluhu, how do we know that they achieved atonement in such a manner? What is the source? The Tani Tachlifa. Tachlifa taught on the Pasuk, Vayoyim Hashmini, Shlach Es Ha'am, Vayivarechu Es HaMelech, Vayelchu La'aleim, Smeichim V'tov Lev, Al Kol HaToy V'asher Os HaShem L'David Avdo Yul Yisrael Amo. They returned to their tents rejoicing, La'aleim. What does that mean? Shehochu Matzu Nashim Nishayim B'tahara. They found their wives B'tahara, that they were able to live as husband and wife in their tent. Smeichim, why were they rejoicing? The greatest rejoicing. Shenenu miziv ha-shchina. Shenenu miziv ha-shchina, they derived benefit from the shchina that was experienced in the Chanukas HaMikdash. V'toiv lev shekol echad v'echad nisabru ishto ben zachar. And they were happy, v'tov lev, because their wives became pregnant with boys. Al kol ha-toivah, all the good. What was all the good? So that's a reference in the Pasuk. Bayom Hashmini, that's in Malachim Aleph, Periches, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk continues that they went back, Tov Lev, Al Kol HaTov, Asher Asa Hashem, L'David Avdoi Uli Yisrael Amo. So what does that mean? L'David Avdoi Yisrael Amo, Bishlem Yisrael Amo, and to Yisrael its nation, De'achaluhu Avon Yom HaKippur, that the Averas of Yom HaKippurim were forgiven. And we know, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful tshuva drasha about this, that when it comes to the kapara of Yom HaKippurim, there's a special kapara to the klal of Klal Yisrael. Elo David Avdo Mahi. What are we referring to when we talk about David Avdo? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. B'shah Shabika Shleim Elahachmas Aron L'Migdash. When Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron into Migdash, Dovku Sh'arim Zelazed, the gates locked against each other. Amar Shlomo, Esrim v'arba rananos, Shlomo HaMelech said the rananos of tefillah, the expressions of tefillah that are mentioned in Pasuk Yudbeis until the end of the Perek on Melachim Ches, v'lo nena, and still there was no sign of allowing the Aron of the Migdash in. V'amar, then he said, Sushar Mashechem, v'lo nenu, still he wasn't answered. V'lo nena, kiven she'amar, Hashem Elokim al Toshe Pnei Mishichecha Zacha L'chazdei David Avdecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the chasadim of David. Miyad nene, immediately he was answered. Bos Hashan Nefru Pnei Sone David Keshulei Kedera. There were those who had opposed David, but Shlomo tapped into the zechuyos of David, which ultimately were the reasons why he was able to come into the Beis HaMikdash. V'yadu hakol shemachalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa avon, and everybody knew that David HaMelech had been forgiven for the sin of Bathsheba and the death of Uriah. And here we see once again that the Beis HaMikdash, as described in Zvachim, is really an extension of the Ratzon of David and the Kedusha of David. And of course, an tenet of Yahadus is the belief of Malchus based David as well, and the rites for Kedushas HaMikdash seem to be, or Kedushas HaAron, seem to be dependent on the recognition of Malchus Beis David. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asamoy and Chazdei Beis David. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asamoy, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tanu.
Parshas Nedarim, B. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. These great Tanoim, we're learning Maseches Nedarim by Rashbi. Ibtur minei beurta. They left learning from Rashbi at night. Letzafa the next morning. How did it come after in minei? They went back and said goodbye to him again. Amaluhu.
So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said to them, why did you come back? Didn't you say goodbye to me last night? We learned from you, our great Rebbe Rashbi. Talmud sheniftar mirabbi. If a Talmud says goodbye to his Rebbe, v'lon ba'osair, and they stay in the same city, tzarech liftar mimenu pa'am achers. They need to say goodbye again. Shenemar. Because we see when it came to Klal Yisrael celebrating the Chanukah Samigdash and then leaving the Migdash. On Shmini Atzeres, Bayom HaShmini, remember from yesterday, we saw that the Chanukah Samigdash was 14 days. Bayom HaShmini, Sholach HaSa'am, V'yivarchu HaSamelech, Uksiv, U'v'yom Esrim V'shlosha, L'chodesh HaShvi, Sholach HaSa'am. So it speaks of them leaving on Shmini Atzeres and getting blessed by the king, and also on the 23rd. HaShmini Atzeres is the 22nd. Here it says the 23rd. Elam Mikan. L'talma nifter merabba v'lon ba'osayir. Even though they say goodbye yesterday, tzarech lifater mimenu pa'am acheres. You have to say goodbye again. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was very impressed by the response. Amar leila rebrei. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said to his son, Rabbi Lozer, B'ni, adam alolu anoshim shel tzurahim. They are people, literally the word tzura means people of form. Masoris HaShas sends us to Rashi in Tainis Tezayin Amar Alf that speaks about this Adam of Atzura as being someone who can be mashpiyat and is respected by people. It could very well be that one of the best ways to translate in English is people of substance. Anashim shel tzurahem. But Reb Shimon bar Yochai goes so far and he says, Zil gabeyon d'luvrechecha. Go to them that you should get a bracha from them. This is an important Talmudic source for the concept of bracha. The Meiri comments on this Gemara, based on this Gemara, La'olam te'birchas Talmid Chacham. I say this as a ger and amshin of Chassid. It doesn't say Admor. It says La'olam te'birchas Talmid Chacham Chaviva Loi La'adam Yishtado B'chol Koychoy Shivarchu. So you don't have to go to the world's most famous Rebbe, but also, which for sure, those people are Anshei Tzura as well, but even someone who's a real Talmid Chacham, their bracha is also significant as well. Go to them that they should give you a bracha. Also, Ashkinu de Karami, Kra Hadadi. They were talking and learning. They were asking, Ksiv, one pasuk says in Mishle, Pales Magal Raglecha v'chol derechecha yikainu. Pales is a weight to, you should weigh all the mitzvahs and see which ones are the ones that you should do and which ones are more important than next. Uksiv, and then the other pasuk says, Arechayim Pentifales. When it comes to way of life, don't weigh. In other words, if you have a mitzvah, immediately do it. So what do you do? Do you weigh which mitzvah is more important to do? Or whichever mitzvah came to your mind first, came to your opportunity first, you automatically do that one first. So answers, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yehuda were talking together. If it's a mitzvah that could be done by others, then in such a case, then have the other person do it. And then you're supposed to wait it. But if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done by others, explains Rashi on the top of Tesa Mebeis, so then in such a case, don't weigh the significance of mitzvahs, and you do immediately that mitzvah. Hadar Yosef Kama Boile. And they continued talking and learning, and they asked the following question. Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Mishle, Yikarehi Mipninim. Taira, Tarak, Daish is dearer than any type of diamonds, v'chol chafotzecha lo yishvuva, and all of your desires, all of your objects, you should be mevatel in order to be osek in Torah. Hachefzich shamayim yishvuva. However, if you have inyanim of shamayim, so then those should come first. This is, of course, reminiscent of the sugya in Masechta Sukkah that says that osek b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah. But one exception is Talmud Torah. That's how Rashi seems to understand over here, where Rashi says, if you have a mitzvah to do, then in such a case you should be mevatel Torah. Anything else you shouldn't be mevatel Torah for. But for a mitzvah, then you should. Uksiv, but now there's a problem. We had another tradition, that even Chafetz Shemayim you should not stop learning for. Because at the end of the day, Yikara himi pninim, answers the Gemara. Again, this is the whole discussion of the previous Tanoim, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yehuda, with now Rabbi Lozer, son of Rashbi. If it's a mitzvah that could be done by others, so we repeat the same refrain, and that is that the mitzvah has to be done, and you're supposed to be mevatel the Torah if it's efshar. But kam mitzvah she'efshar lasos al yedei acherim, and then in such a case we say afilu chatzei shemayim lo yishvu, and when it's efshar lasos al yedei acherim, so then in such a case then chefze shemayim would be yishvu ba. They're equal to it, and it precedes it. Amrulei. So now Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yehuda turn to Elazar and they say, what are you doing here? My boy is hach, what are you doing here? Amaluhu, so Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon Yechai says, Amalei abazil gabay luvarchachu, come to you to get a bracha. Amrulei yehi rava. It should be the ratzon, the tiz rava dol techzad, that you should plant and not cut. This is really strange. It's going to go on. Sounds like a bad thing. You should plant and not cut. Ta'ayu velo teipak. You should bring merchandise, but you should not be able to sell it. Tepik velo tiayu. You should transport merchandise, but not be able to bring it into the country you live. Richarei beischa. Your house should be destroyed. Velesa v'shpisach. And people should leave your dwelling place. Leval bel pesorach. Your table should be mixed up. Velo techzi shata chadita. And you shouldn't see the new year. Rabbi Lazar, of course, is extremely fascinating Gemara. He's extremely taken me back. He goes back home. Kiyasa l'gabe avol. He goes to his father, Rashbi. Amar lei, lo mi boi di bruchi lo mevarchina. Not only did they not give me a bracha, but tzuri tzurin. They even pained me by giving what seemed like a curse. Amar lei, so Rashbi asks them, my amru l'cha, what did they tell you? Hachi v'achi amar lei. So he repeated everything. Amar lei, Rashbi explained, Hani kula berchasa ninu. These are all a bracha. Tizra velo techzad. What does it mean, plant and not cut off? Tolid banim velo yemusu. You'll have children and they won't die. Ta'ayo velo tepak. You're going to bring in merchandise, but you won't sell it. Ti'ayo kalasa. You will bring a daughter-in-law into your house. Ti'ayo kailasa velo limoso. And she will not die. Binach delifkin. The they over here is the sons. Your sons will not die. Velo limusa binach delifkin. And your sons will not die, that they will have to leave. Tepik velo tiayel. You will take out merchandise, but you will not be successful in bringing things back. That's also a bracha, says Rashbi. Toilet banta velo yamusu. You will also have daughters, and they will go out to a man's house, to another man's house. Velo yamusu guvrayu velihadri livaseich. And their husbands will not die and have to come back to you. So you won't have to escort them out of their husband's house back into your house. Your house will be destroyed and you're going to have to let your guests leave that place. What's that referring to? This world is like a hotel. But that world, Olam Haba, Besa, is going to be your house. Gechsiv, as the pasuk says, kerbam batema la'olam, al tikri kerbam el kivram. Again, this meaning is that you will not die and sit in the bayis hakavua. In other words, the bayis hakavua being olam haba quickly, but rather v'leisav ashu seich, you will sit in the hotel, the motel. Of course, the famous mashal of the Chavetz Chaim that this world is like a place that we're passing through, ushbuzeich. And that means that you will live for a while. Levalbel psorach, and your table will be messed up. Bivane uvnase. It doesn't mean anything negative, but your table is going to be filled with all these beautiful children and grandchildren making a beautiful mess. Here is an important lesson for grandparents, that if they're zochet to have, and parents, that if they're zochet to have children and grandchildren running around, what greater bracha is it? And every once in a while, if that table is not as neat, just remember what bracha we have God forbid how awful the opposite would be. There would be a quiet, neat table. You will not see a new year, that your wife will not die. And here it means, a new year means seeing a new woman. How lucky is a man that's able to spend a loving life with one woman? Gemara continues two lines until why Tesam Beis Rav Shimon Bar Chalefta Iftar Minei De Rav. We have a new story of Rav Shimon Bar Chalefta leaving Rav. Amar Le Rav Libre, similar type of story that we had. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Bar Chalefta, Rav said to his son, Zil Gabi Dil Ruchacha, go to him to get a bracha. Amar Le, so was the bracha Rav Shimon Bar Chalefta gave me. Hey Rav, it should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Tivayesh V'lo Tispayesh. You shouldn't embarrass and you shouldn't be embarrassed. Aza Gabi Avo. He went back to his father, to Rav. Amalei Mai Amalecha. He said to him, "What do you tell you? Amalei Milim Baal Mahud Amalei." He said these general things that didn't have any particular significance. And notice he poo-pooed the bracha. Amalei. Rav said, "No. You don't understand these brachas." Bercha Birchasa Devarchan Kuchabichul Yisrael V'Tanaba. He repeated the actual bracha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael. Dechsiv. V'achaltem ochol v'sava, v'chilaltem eshem Hashem l'keichem asher osim l'achem l'hafli v'lo yevosh ami l'olam. V'idatem ki b'kerev Yisrael ani v'lo yevosh ami l'olam. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say in Yoel Perek Beis? He speaks all about Busha. Even though the first pasuk said v'lo yevosh ami l'olam, nevertheless it repeats v'lo yevosh ami l'olam. The first pasuk is talking about that you shouldn't be embarrassed by others. And the other pasuk also speaks embarrassment, and the maskana is, the repetition of both, is that number one, if you don't embarrass others, then you will be zocha that others will not embarrass you. For those of us who are sensitive, one of the best eitzas of not feeling the pain of embarrassment is, if we work on ourselves, not to embarrass others. V'osa isha tachshitel. We learned in our Mishnah, we now begin a new topic, that a woman is allowed to make her cosmetics on Chol HaMoed. Tan Rabban, Elin Tachshitei Nashim. These are the cosmetics that a woman can make. Kocheles is a type of eyeliner. If I've got my English cosmetics right. The Hebrew I got right. I never learned all this gooky stuff that they put on. But Kocheles is eyeliner. Pokeses means that which fixes the hair. According to the Shita of Rashi, Tosis adds it's to redden the skin. Umavirea srak al paneha. According to this opinion of Rashi, it means to make the skin red. Vika damri, others say mavirea sakin al paneha shalmata, that she is allowed to put a razor or a knife to remove any facial hair. The Gemara tells us a story. The Vesa de Rav Chisda Mikashta, the daughter of Rav Chisda, made herself up. Excuse me, did I say daughter? I meant the wife of Rav Chisda. With one of the cosmetics on Chol HaMoed, Ba'ampe Kalasa, in front of her daughter-in-law. So the wife of Rav Chisda, in front of their daughter-in-law. Yosef Ravuna Bachina Kamed Rav Chisda. Yosef Kamar Loishanu. When did we say it's permissible? Ela Yalda, only for a young woman. Aval Zkena Lo. But for an older woman, there isn't any heter. In other words, your wife shouldn't have done it. Why? Rashi tells us an interesting human phenomenon, and that is that the younger girls, it's common for them to want to make themselves dress up and pretty. But the older women, less so. Ha'amar lei, Rav Chisda said back, Ho'elokim, b'loshen shua, afilu imech, v'afilu imad imech, any woman, your mother, your grandmother, afilu omedes al-kvar, even if she's a moment away from death, it's permissible. Why? The Amri Inshi, because people say, Bas Shisen, a woman who is the age of 60, V'kol Tavla Rata, she wants to hear the music at weddings. In other words, she wants to enjoy, it seems, that the Kavan is that she wants to enjoy what a woman enjoys when she's young, even though she's older. That's something that's a very, very important phenomenon for those of us who are hitting middle age in terms of our wives, to realize that those things that were important to them when they were younger are still important to them today. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Sasud, she can't put lime on her face. Now, we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah that there are different explanations of why that's so. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mishal, Sasum Nei Shnivul Hula. At the time that she puts on this type of stuff, it makes her look disgusting. Moda Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is Moda Besid, Sheichol Kapla B'moed, that she's allowed to remove it on Chal Moed. Shetofalto B'moed, She'afal Pi She'metzera, even though it is painful to remove, She'metzera Hi Achshav, of course, a waxing is something that's painful to do. Simcha ilach hazman. It's permissible because later on, she will enjoy it. Umisei mi islei Rabbi Yehuda continues the Gemara. Hi, Svar, does Rabbi Yehuda hold this Svar? Vatnan, but didn't we learn Rabbi Yehuda emer nifroin mehen? You're allowed to collect money from the kusim on their yomtov. We have a halach in Meseches Avodah Zarah that we have to be very, very careful not to cooperate and show any significance on the day of the holidays of Avodah Zarah. So you're allowed to accept payment from them because that makes them unhappy. However, you're not allowed to pay them. Amru lo, but the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda in this case in Avodah Zarah and Av Beis. Why did they disagree? Afo pi shemeitzer achshav, even though now it pays them sameichu l'achar zman. So if in any way it comes out to be positive for them, why, at the end of the day, they're no longer going to have the debt on their mind? So then, it still has a component of simcha. So what do we see? We see that Rabbi Yehuda looks at how it's feeling right now for them. The Chachamim look at the bigger picture. And yet, why does Rabbi Yehuda allow the fact that a woman is allowed to cause herself pain now because the Achar Zman, it's going to make her feel better? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answers, Hanach l'hilchas moed, dekulu meitzah. Hilchas moed is different. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, it's very common to have Meitzar Achsha V'Sameach L'Achar Zmaninu, and then later having Simcha from it. Rashi explains that when it comes to Chol HaMoed, we allow people to do things that are not enjoyable. Rashi tells us it's not enjoyable in general for a woman to have to worry to bake and to cook and so on. But the reason why you're allowed to do it is because in the end, it's going to bring you Simcha. You're going to have good food. So too over here, the fact that it's painful during this process, at the end of the day, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, we look at the big picture. Ravina Amar Rav Gina gives another distinction. Kusi l'inyin paran la'olam meitzah. When it comes to a goy who is going to be paying back, when he has to pay back, it causes him pain. We assume that it starts off with pain and then the end he feels better. No, la'olam meitzah. It always causes him pain. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Osi Shoshi Gila Pirka. A girl who has reached physically the age of puberty, but that hasn't reached the age of 12. So what's the halacha in terms of cosmetics?
They're allowed to put lime on to remove their hair. If they are poor, that's how they would remove their hair.
Hashiros, what would the wealthy ones do? Toflos olson besolas. They would use flour. We've had this in the past on Shabbos, Peah, Mebeh, as well as Pesachim, Mem Gimel. The Masoret HaShas points out, Minos Belachim, Order of Kings, Beshem and Amor. They would use these the fancy oil that we know from Megillas Esther. Shnei Mashisha Chadoshim, Beshem and Amor. My Shem and Amor. What is Shem and Amor? Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar, Stachas. It is a mixture of oil and spices. Rav Yiriyah Bar Ami Amar, Shem and Zayish Lo Avishlish. It is very virgin oil that comes from these tiny olives that haven't become the third of an olive. Tiny Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Pinkin, Shemen Zay Shlov Yishlish. That's the name of these olives that come from olives that are less than a third big. V'lama Sachinosa, and why are you allowed to use it to squeeze on the skin? Shemasher Es Asar Ma'aden Es Habasar. It removes the hair and softens the flesh. Rabbi Bahavalei Barta.
Rav Biba had a daughter, Tafla Aver Aver.
He would rub her limbs every day, one Aver at a time. Shakuba Dalin Meazuzi, and she, in the end, she became so pretty that
she got in marriage 400 zuzim.
It's not clear in our Gemara whether this, how exactly it was paid. Was that the Kedushin or so on? Was it the Ksuba? Now, the Gentiles tried to imitate this. There was a Gentile in the same neighborhood as Rabbi Bibi. He had a daughter. He tried to imitate what Rav Bibi had done, and he killed his own daughter. In other words, this process was actually toxic. Amar, he exclaimed, Katla Bibi Libarti. This fellow Bibi, of course, our great Rav Bibi, he alleged, killed my daughter. Of course, Rav Bibi didn't kill his daughter at all. But he had tried to imitate. Sometimes to imitate is actually could lead to a massive mistake. Amar Rav Nachman explained what happened. Rav Bibi, Dishasi Shichra. Rav Bibi, in their house, they drink beer that's made out of dates and barley. Bayon Bansa Tafla. Because there was a tradition that beer caused hair to grow and thicken the flesh, so they needed to cancel it out. That's what Rav Bibi did. Anan Delosha Sin Shechra, but those, us, even Rav Nachman includes himself, who don't drink beer, lo bayin bonsin tafla. They don't need this on their skin, and ultimately it seems that this would damage. Our concluding lesson from the daf is don't just simply copy what somebody else does. Sometimes you have to understand how and why, both in Gashmias, in health, as well as in Ruchnias. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes in Meseches Moed Katar.